A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm not sure how many militias we need to maintain the security of our free state, but thanks to a lack of infringement, Americans now possess 270 million guns to maintain our freedom. And that's not counting our military, not to mention our nuclear arsenal. I have never felt so free. Until a Sunday in November, when a citizen who didn't belong to a militia decided to use a killing machine to wipe out some babies, old people, and their families during a church service. We know from President Trump that this was an act of evil and that mental health is your problem here. He concluded, "This isn't a gun situation here." We know from the Texas congressman whose district is where the babies were killed that if somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to find a way to do it, which was his way of saying that there is nothing that he or we can do about it. He sure wouldn't want to infringe upon anyone's ability to maintain the security of a free state. However, this citizen's possession of a killing machine had nothing to do with the security of our free state. His possession of a killing machine was made possible by the silence of our politicians, whose votes, or the lack thereof, have been bought and paid for by the National Rifle Association. Must we now accept the killing of babies and elders as a part of the cost to maintain the security of our free state? Must we accept that this is all about mental illness? Must we continue to deny that this does not have anything to do with the proliferation of military-style killing machines? After every mass killing by an armed citizen using military-styled killing machines, we have been told that not enough days have passed and that it is too soon to address the latest slaughter of innocents. Enough days have passed. Enough babies have been killed. The thoughts and prayers of our politicians for the victims and their families are not enough. When will they, and you, be able to tell yourself, enough?